Okay, so my name's Mark. Hello, you can hear me. And I'm the pastor of this church in Sutton. And so Will has asked me, I know you do this regularly, to have people explain what it's like for them to become a Christian. So for me, I had to kind of scratch my head because a while ago, I was about 18, 19. And I grew up in a very standard English, probably middle-class house where no one went to church. There was no spirituality whatsoever. Just very middle-class, English, materialist, normal house, really. My parents weren't religious at all. And I had a mate at school who became a Christian when I was at school. He was about 17. And I used to we used to amble on the way home, walking home, get a kebab on the way, and debate about things. And I loved debating about... I like debating. And we used to debate about God, and he used to lose. And, I was the kind of guy, I had my leather jacket, I was the cool guy, I had all the answers, I was quite arrogant, to be honest, still am. And, he nagged me to go along to a Christian summer camp. So these are kind of for teenagers. And I would have been one of the older ones there. And I went along to this thing very reluctantly, but I got nagged into it. There I turned up, I remember the first day, my leather jacket, very cool, very aloof, had all the right answers. And in the course of that week, my life was completely changed. Two things happened that made me become a Christian when I was from nowhere. Two things. One was I was blown away by the people. So in my dormitory, we slept in dormitories, there was a lad who was a fat lad. The guy that you got picked on at school, really no self-confidence whatsoever. And it blew me away that the cool kids talked to him and made an effort with him. And I still don't see anywhere else in the world where people just mix and love each other genuinely. That is an utterly unique society, and it doesn't exist anywhere but in Christians. And that completely melted me. Like, I was really not expecting that. But then the other thing, of course, that made the difference was I heard talks about Jesus in English that made sense and that were normal. And you just don't hear that in most churches. And I was convicted. I remember a very, very strong moment. A guy, I explained to him, I described to him like I was sitting on a fence, like there were two gardens, and there was believing in God and not believing in God. And I just felt like I was trying to make a choice which way I was going to go. And that guy just patiently showed me that that fence doesn't exist. You're either in this garden or you're in this garden. Why don't you come over? And that was the time I remember going, I want to be in that garden. And that made a difference. A verse that's challenged me and been helpful for me is from Romans chapter 5. It's a banner verse for everybody, I hope. But here's a great verse. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And we've just been singing about this, really. God shows his love for us. How does God show his love for us? In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I was an arrogant know-it-all. And Christ died for me as an arrogant know-it-all. And I'm really thankful. And life hasn't been perfect since. It's had its ups and downs, but through thick and thin, he's held me, and I'm thankful to him for that. Will.